the past 10 years, about 36 biomass systems have been installed in Alaska. The term sounds pretty technical, but it's used to describe a prehistoric way to stay warm, a wood-burning fire.
You know, we're not talking about some smoky old wood stove here. We're talking about high-tech equipment.
That's Dan Parent, a program manager at the U.S. Forest Service. He says the wood innovation grants were awarded to projects that maximize energy efficiency. Typically, the wood comes from second growth or byproducts. It even helps mitigate the threat of wildfire. In the village of Heidelberg, the grant is funding the heat system for the school, which also includes a greenhouse. Cordwood will keep the buildings warm, displacing over 2,400 gallons of heating fuel a year. The total cost is $900,000, with the bulk of the funding coming from the Alaska Energy Authority. In the past decade, Parent says he's seen more cities consider biomass as a viable option.
You know, several years ago, oil prices were through the roof. And that's when a lot of these projects got started and got funded.
Although the price of oil has dropped, that interest has remained.
We are tied on this very fragile supply line to Seattle for our food and our fuel.
Darcy Kolbeck is a biomass consultant to the Haynesboro. A $1.5 million biomass system is in the works that could heat the borough's schools, some public facilities, and a swimming pool with wood chips. Kolbeck says the wood chips could come from the Haynes State Forest and stimulate the local economy. On top of that, he thinks the savings could come back to help the borough in a big way.
Budget crisis happens and we lose our art teacher. Can we keep that art teacher because we saved enough money on fuel? That would be awesome.
In 2010, the village of Toke fired up its biomass boiler, and 3 years later, they were saving enough money to add a music teacher and a school counselor. Heidelberg and Haynes biomass systems are expected to be completed next year. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.